Nome, Alaska is noted as a historic gold rush town and as the final checkpoint on the Iditarod Trail sled dog race. But there is another side to the rugged city on the state's northwestern coast. Its artists find expression in the breathtaking but sometimes brutal environment. Joanne Swanson, wearing a blue-flowered cusbook, looks comfortable sitting behind a table at the Nome Arts and Crafts Fair. The fair is located at St. Joseph's Church, only a short distance from the Iditarod Finishers Chute on Front Street. Swanson is a self-taught mixed-media artist.
I am doing a mixed-media acrylic floral art piece.
Swanson's busy dabbing paint on a new work while showing off her completed ones. She paints on a hard surface, not canvas.
They look like watercolor, but I'm using them like acrylic.
She points to a completed work, one of a musher driving dogs through falling snow. It looks like it was difficult to do.
Actually, yes, it was. I was missing my son at the time and wishing that he would just come home for Christmas. And it looked like, ooh, Iditarod. Yes, I think I'll do an Iditarod, a dog musher. Musher coming in, number one, surrounded by his family.
Swanson is one of many local carvers, craftsmen, skin sewers, and fine artists who packed into St. Joseph's Church for the annual Iditarod Finish Arts Fair earlier this month. Swanson's colorful two-dimensional paintings gain her an inevitable comparison with New England artist Grandma Moses.
Oh, you know, a number of people have said that some of my art pieces look very folksy. And one thing she and I have in common is that we both started a little later in life.
Across the aisle, Frances Kakuna from Shishmaref sells sculptures carved from bones, tusks, or horns of all kinds. Some are 2 feet tall. Kakuna says he learned his skills from family members.
I used to carve when I was in the grade school, and at that time, like, the prices on the bracelets were like only $5 a pair. That was back in the 60s. Yes.
Karen Olana carves too, although she expresses herself by making block prints, jewelry, and other crafts as well.
There's a lot of carving done here, traditional local materials, and it's inspiring to be among such good carvers.
Olana says she pretty much taught herself art skills with help from a few classes at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says her Seward Peninsula environment influences her work more than anything else.
I think nature themes, relating to nature, is the strongest theme up here, how you relate to nature, where in the cities it seems to be artwork about alienation from nature. Whether you succeed in your relationship or not, it's a journey of how you relate to nature.
The three are only a few of the many artists displaying their work in Nome.